Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Today is Wednesday, January 29th, and we are here at United Orthodox Synagogues for our weekly Lunch and Learn. Coming up is Parshat Bo, and we are going to discuss Moshe's last encounter with Paro. So, I have the psukim on the page if you want, but if you want to look in the Chumash, you can turn to chapter 10, verse 28, 29, which is page number 344, Perek Yud, Pasuk Chaf Chet and Chaf Tet, 28 and 29. Okay, so we are at the after the plague of darkness of Choshech, which is the ninth plague, page 344 again. And again, you don't need the Chumash really, because all the verses that we're going to study are on the sheet. But just in case you want it. Okay, so after the plague of Choshech, the plague of darkness, in Pasuk 24, Chavdalad, Vayikra Paro el Moshe, Vayomer Lechu, Ivdu et Hashem, Rak Tzonchem uvekarchem, Yutza, Gam Tapchem Yilechim Achem. He allows them, he says, you can go, you can serve God. And then he says, only your flock and cattle shall remain behind, even your children may go with you. This ongoing negotiation between Moshe and Paro as to who can go when they go serve God. They're still under the impression, at least Paro is still under the impression, that Moshe's intention is only to leave Egypt for 3 days. An interesting question. I think we've discussed before how Moshe essentially deceives Paro and tells him he only wants to leave for 3 days. Well, we know that that's not really his intention. And so Moshe says, I don't accept that. Vayomer Moshe, Gam ata titein biyadeinu zvachim va'olot v'asinu l'Hashem Elokeinu. Even you will place in our hands feast offering and elevation offering, and we shall offer them to Hashem our God. V'gam mikneinu yulechimanu. Lo tish'er parsa ki mimenu nikach la'avodat Hashem Elokeinu, va'anachnu lo neida man avodat Hashem ad bo'enu shama. And we're taking everything with us because we don't know what God's going to want from us until we get there. So we're not leaving anything behind, and you're going to give us stuff also. So then, Vayechazek Hashem et Lev Paro, God strengthens Paro's heart, and he says, V'lo avo l'shalcham, and he did not want to send them. Vayomer lo Paro, lech me'alai. And here we get to the key point. Paro says, get out of here. Leave me alone. Hishamer lecha al tosef re'ot panai, ki biyom Re'otcha panai tamut. Paro says, go from here, beware, do not see my face anymore, for on the day you see my face, you shall die. And Moshe says, Vayomer Moshe, Kein Dibarta, you have spoken correctly, you have spoken rightly, Lo osif od re'ot panecha. I shall never see your face again. That's the end. That's the last last meeting between Paro and Moshe. Well, there's another short meeting at the end, but so interesting question here. Okay, Paro says, "If you come back, you're going to die," and Moshe says, "Okay, I'm never going to see you again." So Moshe's response raises a question, I think. Anyone want to venture a guess what the question is? So what's the question? The
question is, why did he knew very well that he wasn't coming back.
How did he know that?
Because that's what they planned to do all along. They weren't going for 3 days.
No, they're not letting him go at all at this point. Right? At this point, B'nai Yisrael's not leaving. Paro changed his mind. How does he know? How does he know what's going to happen now?
He's a prophet. Maybe he
prophet. He knows.
Anyone want to venture what the question is?
Maybe he knows about the last plague.
Well, so what's the question?
Okay,
good. How do he know he's not going to see him? And I think you could strengthen the question.
It's actually a duel with Moshe about himself, not to see Pharaoh, and Pharaoh was able to see him as well. Pharaoh could die tomorrow, right?
Right, but we don't know that. No one knows that. Right. So, what if God had said the next day to Moshe, go back to Paro?
One more.
What would Moshe have said?
You're going to kill me. I told him I wouldn't see him again.
Was Moshe leaving before we
If came? God commanded Moshe to go back to Paro, he would go. But here Moshe says, the question is, Moshe on his own accord says, okay, I'm not coming back to you again. And God never told him to say that. Every time Moshe goes, he goes with God's instruction. God says, do this. God says, do that. Tell him about this plague. Tell him about that plague. Moshe prays to God for the plagues to end. God ends the plague. Then God sends Moshe back. And here's another plague. And all of a sudden now, Moshe is taking matters into his own hands and says, okay, I'm done.
Maybe he'll send Aaron.
Again, but how does Moshe know that? I mean, that's the question. Where does Moshe come off saying, I'm not coming anymore? And again, I'll put the question this way. Presumably, had God told Moshe to go back the next day, Moshe would have had to eat crow and say to Paro, well, remember what I said to you? I'm not going to come back anymore. My boss has other plans. I'm back. So what was Moshe getting at when he said this? That's the question. Yeah.
I just want to point, this is not the only time Moshe does that. When they're at the sea and the people are complaining, he says, just shut up. God will save you. How does he know? He's constantly anticipating what God's going to do.
Faith.
How does he know?
He said, where does he say that?
He tells them, you shut at the sea. They're complaining. He said, just shut up.
No, Moshe, God says that.
No.
God says, Ma titzak elai. What are you screaming to me? Dabero b'nei yisho v'yiso. Go. And then after that, Moshe says, well, once God told him to go, Moshe has some, you know, some ammunition,
all right?
Right? It's God who tells them to stop.
Okay, fair enough.
I think that's the order of events.
Okay, I wouldn't go by myself.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
I think that actually about personal impact on the Paro, right?
What impacted on Paro?
He was his first born.
Not yet.
But I could see anticipation because we don't know exactly the sequence of events all the time. At the moment when Moshe was telling Pharaoh that he wouldn't see him, he knew about last punishment.
Who knew?
Moshe
knew. Okay, could be. All right, good. So let's look at what happens. So first of all, I think a lot of the commentaries are concerned about this, because if you look, for example, at the Netziv, which is source number 2 on the source sheet, right? The Netziv, as you see his years there, 1816 to 1893. Lo osif od reot panecha. Lo osif od reot panecha. So says the Netziv, hosif Moshe milat od. Moshe adds the word od. He could have said, lo osif reot panecha. I'm not going to see you. I'm not going to see you. Osif means, osif also means an additional, right? I'm not going to see you again. He says, I'm not going to see you. I shall never see you again. It's what I'm not going to see you again. I'm not going to see you again. I shall never see you again. He like adds emphasis to it. Osif Moshe milat od. Dimashma'o kama pa'amim. Kemosha haya ad ko. Kemosha pershu b'mishna Sanhedrin. Kemosha itav. Amar Moshe shelo yosif lirot ba'ofen shaya ad ko. Ki me ata yavo paro elav. So the Netziv is answering the question in a way that avoids the question. Moshe is not saying he's not going to see Paro again. Moshe is saying, okay, you're not going to, I'm not coming to you anymore. Every time I see you after this, you're going to be coming to me. I'm not going to see you the way I've seen you up until now. The way I've seen you up until now is I've come to you. And from now on, you're going to be coming to me. The truth is, it's unclear how Moshe knew that also. We could ask the same question, right? As whether it means I'm never going to see you again, or I'm not going to see you the way I've seen you before, instead of coming to you, you're going to come to me. It's still unclear how Moshe knew any of this. And this is in fact, the specific question that the Or HaChaim, 1696 to 1743, Morocco and Jerusalem, asks in his commentary. And this is source number 3. V'kashe al Moshe Rabbeinu. And this is this is a question I have on Moshe. Al mi samach lomar lo osif od. On who did Moshe rely to say, I'm never going to see you again? V'im yomar lo elokeinu lechel paro pamacheret mayane. Had God told him to go see Paro one more time, what would Moshe have said? Right? So the Or HaChaim is reading through this whole story, and never once does he see that God says to Moshe, okay, this is the last time that you're going to go see Paro. So if he asks, so you could tell him. But the Or HaChaim doesn't see that, and so he's wondering, how could Moshe have said that? And in answering the question, he actually introduces us to a really close reading of this whole episode of the plagues. And but before he does, we do that, he asks a question. He takes us back to the 7th chapter of Shemot, which you have on your sheet, source number 4, Shemot 7, 1 through 4, Zion, Aleph through Dalet. Vayomer, I'm only giving you 2 verses. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, look at the last 2 psukim on the page. I've given you Aaron, your brother, he's going to be your spokesperson. Okay. Va'ani akshe et lev paro, v'hirbeti et ototai v'et moftai v'eretz Mitzrayim. I will harden Paro's heart, that I may multiply my signs and marvels in the land of Egypt. Okay, so in this verse, it says he's going to harden Paro's heart. What does that mean? What's the result of hardening Paro's heart? He's not. Everyone agrees, right? It's unanimous around the table. He's not going to let you leave. Next pasuk. V'lo yishma aleichem Paro. Paro is not going to listen to you. What's the question? No, the question on these verses, we already said, verse number 3, when God says he's going to harden Paro's heart, everyone around the table says that means that Paro's not going to listen to you. And in the next verse, what does God say? That he's not, no, not that he didn't, that he's not going to. So what's the question?
So why are those two different?
It's redundant. Why do I need both? Why do I need God to tell Moshe, I'm going to harden Paro's heart, which everyone agreed means he's not going to listen to you. And then the next pasuk, God has to tell Moshe he's not going to listen to you. Moshe knew that. We know that once the Torah says that God's going to harden his heart, that Moshe's not going to listen to him. Why do I need, in one verse after the other, to be told that God's going to harden, that Moshe was told that God's going to harden Paro's heart, and then Moshe was told that Paro's not going to listen to him? It seems redundant.
No, it's not.
Why not? It may be for emphasis, but then you're saying it's redundant. Emphasis is redundant. There may be a good reason to be redundant, but it's saying the same thing, but it's emphasizing it. Okay, it could be. It could be, but you're admitting that it's the same thing.
No.
The result is the same. He's not going to listen to him. Zach?
When he's saying that, when the Torah says that his heart will be hardened, we're talking about internal psychological condition when a person does something despite all logic. And,
right.
And this is where we have two sides of the same medal. On the one side, we have internal negative psychological stage of Paro. On another side, he knows what's going on, and he physically cannot.
Right, but the result of his internal conflict is he's not going to listen to you. So the result is the same, right? The result, the Torah. So you're saying the Torah is letting us into both Paro's internal psychological struggle and the fact that he wasn't able to overcome it. In the end, he didn't send them out.
The human nature.
Okay, good. That's a very good answer. It's still the end result is the same. Even had the Torah simply said "Vani akshe et lev Paro," we wouldn't be missing anything from the story. We may have been missing something from Europe, maybe. That's a good point. But at the end result is it's the same. But I like that point a lot. Yeah.
I'm trying to remember. After the last plague, I don't think Moshe asked Paro. He didn't go to Paro and said, let him go.
Okay.
I think Paro said, get out.
Okay. Right?
So he seems to be telling
But
him,
this is early. This is chapter 7. We're going back in time.
It.
This is bad. Now we're in
so
chapter.
He seems to be
this week's parsha is chapter 10. This
harden
is chapter
his
7.
Heart, right? And he's never going. And the result is that he will never listen to you, but you're going to go out anyway. But you still, yeah, it doesn't.
Well, we know he's going out anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
Okay.
What's the difference?
The second time, he doesn't only show them or talk to Moshe, but he is telling them, "I will take you out."
Yeah. So he could have said that without the first four words. Vinatati et yadim mitzrayim votzeti et zivotai. He doesn't have to say velo yishmar lechem paro. We know velo yishmar lechem paro. He could have said v'ani yakshet le paro v'hir beti et ototai. By the way, he has that already. V'hir beti et ototai v'et moftai b'eretz mitzrayim. Vinatati et yadim mitzrayim votzeti et zivotai. It would have worked without those verses of those words of velo yishma. So that's the view of the Or HaChaim, that the psukim would have worked, and we would have understood the same result without that extra word. So now we have two questions the Or HaChaim is asking. Let's just make sure we understand. The Or HaChaim's first question is, how did Moshe come off saying, I'm never going to see you again, Paro, without God's instruction? And his second question is, this seems to be redundant. That first he says, I'm going to harden Paro's heart, and that Paro's not going to listen to you. Okay? That's the Or HaChaim's question. Notwithstanding Zach's excellent answer. Zach, when you write your commentary on the Torah, you have to take up the Or HaChaim.
But we saw it during the Holocaust in 1944. Germans knew that they were losing the war. What did they do? They hardened themselves against.
Yes, we understand why people harden themselves, but it doesn't take away this redundancy. Okay, so here we go. Let's turn to page 2, and we'll see the Or HaChaim's answer to the first question, which is then going to answer, his answer to the second question is going to answer the first question. Right? Again, first question is, how did Moshe decide on his own that he's never going to see Paro again? Second question is, we seem to have a redundancy in the verses. Says the Or HaChaim on page 2. I have somewhat of a translation here. Achen kavanata katuv hu. The meaning of the verse is as follows. B'tchila amar v'ani akshet v'ani akshet. First, God announces that he would harden Paro's heart, as a result of which he would bring many plagues upon him. V'ani akshev hir beti. U'modia od she'achar she'yarbe moftim. And he tells him that after he's going to bring signs, right? The first verse says, I'm going to harden his heart, and I'm going to bring multiple signs. And so God tells Moshe, he's going to harden his heart, and I'm going to bring plagues, and the after he brings these wonders, Yosef Paro Harasha Hirsha Al Chatato Pesha. Paro is going to add on top of his evil even more sinning. That's the key. Paro, it's two stages. It's not redundant, says the Or HaChaim. I'm going to harden Paro's heart. and he's not going to let you go. And I'm going to bring more plagues. But then what's Paro going to do next? V'lo yishma aleichem Paro. He's going to stop listening to you. He's going to stop allowing you to see him. He's going to stop allowing you to visit with him. All right, this is in chapter 7, all the way back. Our parsha is in chapter 7. Our chapter is 10. We're in 10 this week. Back in chapter 7 last week, God, according to Orach Chaim, tells Moshe two things Paro's going to do. He's not going to let you go, and then he's going to add sin to his evil. What's the sin? He's not even willing to talk to you anymore. He won't even negotiate with you anymore. Lo yiratze l'shmoa hashlichut od mikem. Kishe'eshalech etchem elav. I'm going to send you to him, and at one point, Paro's going to say, I'm not going to listen to you anymore. V'chein haya. And it happened. Where did it happen?
No.
In our parsha. Al tosif rod panai. Paro says to Moshe, I'm not going to see you anymore. Umodia Hashem l'Moshe, ki basoto kein az hu gvulo. And God had told Moshe that when Paro says to you, I'm never going to see you again, then you know it's all over. Then you know that the end is near. He's az hu gvulo. We've reached the edges of this story, the limits of the story. Ki tekef umiyad, yitein Hashem yado, perush makat b'chorot. Right after that, now go back to the bottom of page 1. This is beautiful. V'lo yishma aleichem Paro. Paro's going to add, and he's not going to even want to see you anymore. And then what am I going to do? V'natati et yadi b'mitzrayim, then I will put my hand on Egypt. V'hotzeiti et zivotai, and then I'm going to take everyone else. Meaning the end is coming. Makat b'chorot. Uvaze nachadati b'mamar Moshe. And now he answers the second question. Now I feel good about what Moshe said, that when he said to Paro, seemingly on his own, that I'm never going to see you again. Kasher kishamar lo Paro al tosif. When Paro said, "Don't come back anymore," hey Shivu kein dibarta lo osif. He said, "You've spoken correctly. How do I know this? Because God told me 3 chapters ago that at some point you're going to say I'm not going to see you anymore, and that is going to be the signal." That this is over. Ulefima shepirashnu tamo l'shivach. Remember he asked before, how could Moshe do this? Now I'm praising. We could praise Moshe or give Moshe credit for his statement. Ki Hashem amar elav, ki sheyagia lemadregat mi'un shmiat divrehem. When it comes to the point where Paro will not even listen to you, zes sof gezerato lintot Hashem yado lehotzio. This is the sign, this is the end, where God is going to finally take Bnei Yisrael out. Lazek ishamar lo osif, hare shalal hashmiya shelo yishma od mehem, davar katan v'gadol, v'afilu od peneim asar alatzmo, lazatekef amar kein dibarta. As soon as Moshe heard that Paro said, I won't even see your face anymore, Moshe said, that was Moshe's thinking, he says, it's finally here. He's finally dug himself into a hole, this one he can't get out of, because by refusing to even see me anymore, that's God's last straw. So in understanding that these two verses, number 3 and 4 in chapter 7, are not redundant, but they are talking about different things. First of all, in 3, God is the one who hardens Paro's heart. But in verse 4, that's Paro on his own. Paro saying, I'm not going to see you anymore. And then God says, that's the end. And so that answers the first question, how Moshe had the nerve to say, you're right, Paro, I'm never going to see you again, because God had already signaled to him that that is the end of the story.
So what's the purpose of all this drama if everything was known already?
The purpose of
the whole Makot there.
A few things. First of all, I mean, the general question is who were the Makot for? What was the purpose of the Makot? God could have taken Bnei Yisrael out right away without any of the Makot. So one answer is to say it was to show Bnei Yisrael and to train Bnei Yisrael to believe in God, right? The other is to show the Egyptians, right? That to show the Egyptians that, because there are some people who look at the plagues as each plague affecting a different Egyptian god, or right, the Nile, and there was also a god apparently that had the head of a frog, right? And so it was really to show the Egyptians that their gods are false, and that that there's only one god. So the same thing, the same answer could be between when Moshe was told this by God and now, that there's a process going on. And we discussed last week also, there's a process that has to happen in order for maybe to B'nai Israel to be ready for the redemption. But you're right, had Paro agreed earlier, maybe there only would have been 8 plagues. It's possible, right? It's possible.
So the whole purpose is really to show the greatness of God to the Egyptian and to...
Right, I would say, yeah.
But it didn't work for either one.
It did not work, yes, so
the Egyptians
well.
Egyptians go and chase them. And the Jews are saying, oh, yo, yo, they stopped the day.
Right.
They're going
well,
to kill us.
It so. Did not, well, yeah, it did not work so well. Yes. Okay. Yes, Zach.
I think that just a full comment that the full greatness of God, I don't think so. Really, what is Makor is who is in control. It's not about greatness. It's so that nature could be... manipulation. It means that actually Makot is all about Jewish philosophy, how we can recognize that everything what exists in the universe under certain specific control. Because when you have deal with society who believe in the multiple divine natures, They all separated. Look what actually was my quote. It talked about water, it talked about reptiles.
Right.
It
talked right.
about mammals.
Right.
And eventually,
control of nature, right.
To the highest point, a human being.
Right. Excellent. So I want to point out one just interesting lesson, which I think we get from this, right? It seems that had Paro not said to Moshe, no more negotiation, that this could have gone on for longer. Right? God tells Moshe that when Paro says, I'm not going to listen to you, I'm not going to speak to you anymore, I'm not going to negotiate anymore, that's when I'm going to end it. So had Paro said, okay, let's talk more, maybe you can go out for 2 days, then it wouldn't have ended. So I think there's an interesting lesson in there about the importance of continuing conversations, right? When you're in a difficult position, let's say with someone, or a difficult relationship with someone, when you say I'm not talking to you anymore, that's a final thing, and then usually there's not anything good that comes after that. It doesn't necessarily mean that everyone's going to die. But usually it's not something good that happens after that. And that's what we see here. After Paro says, I'm not talking to you anymore, as intransigent as he was, had he kept talking, maybe he could have talked his way out of it. Or maybe he would have eventually been convinced to let B'nai Israel out. But once he says, I'm done, then God says, well, if you're done, then I'm done. And if we can't talk anymore, then I have to end this. And the only way I know how to end this is with miracles, and you're all going to die. So I think it's interesting to think about that in terms of an application to human relationships, right? I know these are complicated, and every story is different, every situation is different. But I think I was thinking about that when I read this comment where the Or HaChaim tells Moshe, when Paro decides he's not even going to listen to you anymore, well, that's when you know it's over, and that's when the bad things happen. So I think it's an important idea for us to consider if we want to take some sort of practical message away from this, not only in terms of how to understand these verses and to answer both questions that we had, but also how to maybe gain some sort of insight into human nature about how life works. Okay, everyone, have a wonderful day.
So it's okay to say if somebody won't talk to you as your enemy, the hell with you. I'm going to do what I'm going to do.